Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. It's 60504.
And your name?
Leonard Shinko.
How do you spell the last name?
S-C-H-I-N-K-O-E-T-H.
Thank you. And for security, please confirm the address.
2250 Walcott Road in Aurora, Illinois.
Thank you. I have the account located for the Dyson's contest entry with the Bite Sub service. How can we be of assistance?
I am so sorry. Can you say that again? I have no idea what company I'm calling. Is this? Can you tell me who you are again?
Yes, sir. The company's name is Bite Sub. You signed up with a Dyson's vacuum contest entry. And our service renews on a 30-day rotation to provide you your recipe guides and everything until you do decide to discontinue.
Okay. I don't recall ever signing up for this young lady.
I have an email address and a phone number on the account that was provided at time of order, if this will help. The email I have is lsshirts@AOL.
Well, that's my email address, but... Again, I'm disputing this Tyson. I don't even, what is it, a vacuum cleaner?
It was a contest entry for the Dyson's vacuum. It was done with the Bite Sub service. The phone number I have on the account is also the same number you're calling in on.
Okay, I am sorry. Mm-hmm. Slow up just a little bit. I'm an old guy and you're a little too fast for me. Can you
mm-hmm.
spell your first name for me, please?
A-I-Y-A.
A-L-Y-A?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty name. Alia?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right? Alia? Anyways, Alia, can you have these charges reversed? Because I didn't get anything for it, and I don't recall signing up for it, and I got three payments of $49.89. Debited against my bank account, and I'm not happy.
So I'm showing when the initial sweepstakes was entered, sir, for the vacuum. We did submit the information over to the financial institution, and we do have that three-part verification of them flagging it as non-fraudulent. So I would not be able to issue a refund, unfortunately, due to the validity. Now, if price is a concern, we can plug you in, drop you down to $20 off.
Wait, Alia, I haven't gotten a vacuum cleaner or anything for it.
No, so it's just a contest for you to enter for the chance to win the vacuum. You
okay,
would have to check your emails.
Take me, I want that taken off. I don't want to be billed anymore, and I'm going to call my bank and tell them this was a fraudulent contest that you hook people into somehow. I'm not sure how you did it, but I would never have okayed $49.89 to enter a contest, let alone not even get a vacuum cleaner.
Well, the reason we were providing the contest was for our new customers, so we do apologize. We're a digital service, so there was nothing physical for you to receive. It was all sent via email. But I did go ahead and terminate the account, which will prevent any future billings, okay?
I'd like a refund for the $150 that was spent for nothing.
Unfortunately, with that three-part verification and those charges being legally valid, sir, I would not be able to process a refund at this time.
Okay. Well, at least we got no more charges be coming through. I'll call
Correct.
My bank's fraudulent department and see if I can get anywhere that way. Alia,
I do understand.
Thanks for kind of helping me, I guess.
And thank
nice
you for
day.
Calling customer support.
Okay. Bye.
Mm-hmm.